One of this week's big news stories was the coming out of a gay professional soccer player from Germany. Thomas Hitzlsperger is his name. He's a former player, actually, just retired. But his announcement was big news because there are so few male pro athletes, active or not, who are openly gay. Hitzlsperger told the BBC that it just made sense for him to wait until now to speak out.
I just decided it's the right moment for me to do this, and not really thinking about the reaction. Of course, I asked people before if it's okay doing this. You know, about 2 years ago, I was almost at the same point where I wanted to speak out. But then I've been warned by several people. They said it's too much while you're playing football and you know, doing all of this. And it proved to be right, because it was hard work. The last couple of weeks, I've been extremely busy to prepare myself for today. I can't imagine playing football and doing this at the same time.
Here in the U.S., NBA center Jason Collins made headlines last year, as you may recall, when he came out as gay. Collins was the first active athlete in any of the four major male American sports leagues to come out. He's had trouble finding a team since. Then there was American soccer player Robbie Rogers. He came out as gay about a year ago and quit his pro team in England at the same time. Rogers has since restarted his career here in the U.S. Some have described the atmosphere surrounding the top European soccer leagues as toxic toward homosexuals, but Thomas Hitzlsperger, who played in Germany's Bundesliga and England's Premiership, says he's not so sure about that.
I don't know if football is such a homophobic environment. You know, people just speculate that this will be the case, but since we don't know, we have not really seen a gay football player in the Premiership or in the Bundesliga, it's hard to say that this will happen. We have to wait and see.
Hitzlsperger says he hopes his coming out will help other gay athletes out there, and he hopes that being a gay athlete will one day not be such a big deal. The former German national team player also told the BBC about how he coped with anti-gay humor in the locker room.
A dressing room can be quite a funny place, and jokes are being told, and if the jokes about gay people are funny, I can laugh about it. You know, I don't take it too seriously. But we didn't often talk about it, not the subject. There were speculations and rumors about possible gay football players, but other than that, we didn't have serious discussions about possible homosexuals and how would we react, and you know, how would we react to how would the fans react. That didn't happen. We had other priorities. You know, we got together to prepare ourselves for games, for important games. We got there to get into the team if we weren't in the team, or to progress to a better team or play for the national team. Those were the concerns we had most of the time.
Hitzlsperger's decision to come out has received support from a number of leading figures in world soccer, among them Sepp Blatter, the head of the governing body, FIFA. His statement said in part that, unfortunately, prejudices still exist within the game.